This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
A fine time to graduate college is this very minute. I'm David Brancaccio. Stock markets are up to start the week with the S&P 500 up 0.8%. The NASDAQ is up 1%. The Dow is up 179.6% in early trading. European stock indicators are up in a similar range. Economist Julia Coronado at Macro Policy Perspectives joins us to take this morning's economic pulse. Hi, Julia.
Hi.
I mean, these share prices this morning, a lot of things here, but we should also look to China for an explanation.
China is reopening after some COVID-related lockdowns. That gives investors a little bit of optimism, both about Chinese growth prospects, which is an important engine of demand for the global economy, but also reduction in supply chain frictions, which have been the ongoing headache for the global economy.
Yeah, I mean, you say ongoing supply chain frictions. This is, if a factory was closed because of a COVID lockdown in China, it might make the product back ordered. And so there's not enough here. So the price gets bid up in the U.S. and there you get you some inflation.
Exactly. It's been one of the primary drivers of inflation. And yes, we have repeated waves of COVID that come with repeated waves of supply chain snarling that has led to the perpetual inflation or contributed to the inflation that we've been seeing.
Now, not today, but later this week, we'll get an economic statistics from the government we probably don't need. They're going to say, ooh, inflation is pretty high. Already knew that.
Yeah, speaking of inflation, yes, we get the consumer price index on Friday for May. It's going to be ugly. It will tell us what we already know, that gas prices are really high, and even excluding gas prices, other things are still probably, we're not out of the inflation woods yet, and that's going to keep the Fed marching along with its interest rate hikes the following week.
You don't think you'll see signs that the peak of inflation is behind us? Maybe?
We may. That is the unknown. We have seen lots of surprises in the data over the last year. So we have seen some signs of hope that inflation, excluding gasoline, is starting to slow down. So that will be the key for us to watch, is whether things like the goods prices that have been subject to these supply chain headaches are starting to cool off, are starting to level off and provide some relief to consumers.
Economist Julia Coronado at Macro Policy Perspectives, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
And the Wall Street Journal is reporting that Starbucks is looking for an outside candidate to run the chain. CEO Howard Schultz recently took back the comm, but his plan isn't to stay forever.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
What a difference 2 years makes for people graduating from college. A survey by the National Association of Colleges and Employers found that employers plan to hire 32% more graduates from this class 2022 than from last year. For more on where students are going, I'm joined by David Green. He's president of Colby College, a liberal arts institution in Maine. Good morning, President Green.
Good morning, and thank you for having me on your show.
I was looking at this surge nationally in campus recruiting by organizations, companies. You seeing it there?
We are seeing it like crazy. Do you remember 2 years ago we were talking about this and we were doing everything we possibly could to help our students find jobs, went to extreme measures, and now the story is entirely different.
Finance is still big with the students. What else?
Finance is definitely big. Technology firms are recruiting like crazy. Healthcare, professional services. I'll just say professional services are clearly doing well. They are recruiting at a level we've never seen before, from auditing firms, law firms coming to places right now looking for talented undergraduates to be working for them, consulting firms. That's clearly a booming business.
And they're talking to younger students, not just rising juniors and seniors?
This is like Division I athletic recruiting right now. It used to be that they would be there, that particularly for financial firms, will give you a key internship your junior year, hire you after your senior year. Now they're starting with sophomores. We had a student who came to me and he said, you know what, I've got an offer my sophomore year, but I've got another offer from a private equity firm. And he said, I went to them and I said to them, hey, you know what? I can't take it right now, but if you guarantee me, I'll be there for my junior year. So he lined up two internships right away, sophomore year, junior year.
Now, I know you to be a data-driven person and you like to gather your data. Do you have information on what Colby students are interested in getting from these jobs? I mean, presumably a paycheck, but beyond that.
Well, for sure. But, more than ever, and I'm hearing this from CEOs and chief human resources officers at top companies around the country, that the questions that our students are asking are the same that many others are asking of this generation. It's not about compensation first. It's about ESG matters. It's about, do our values align with your corporate values? If students do not hear good answers around ESG, around corporate values, then there is no interest on their part generally. And I think generationally, if you think about when we were graduating from college, it's completely different in terms of the way that students think about that right now.
ESG, environmental, social, governance issues, and how the companies try to align their values with those goals. David Green, president of Colby College in Central Maine, thank you very much.
Thank you, David. Appreciate it.
That's the college in my hometown. My late dad, Patrick, was an English professor there for many decades. He liked to remind me that back in 1968, he only made $8,600 a year teaching there. And I would say, but in real terms, Dad, in real terms. Running it through the Bureau of Labor Statistics inflation calculator, $8,600 in 1968 is $73,000 a year today. The team that works on the half hour of Marketplace later today is getting that program together. Listen to what my colleague Kai Rizdahl has for you on many public radio stations or streaming from Marketplace.org. David Brancaccio with the Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.